People out living outside, they have to engage in some sort of business to maintain. So, I guess if you dovetail your business and that it's somehow connected with preaching, is this a legitimate?
Yes, definitely. Yes, Prabhupada definitely encouraged that. In 75, 76, that was when quite a few of Prabhupada's disciples started getting married. Most of us, when we joined, you know, we would be between the ages of 16 and about 21. I was 21 when I joined. My temple president, my first temple president, was 19 years old. Yeah, he was the senior man in the temple. Nobody in our temple, when I joined in Sydney in 72, was over 23 years old. So we were all, you know, we were young, we were enthusiastic, and we were unattached. We weren't married. But, you know, naturally, that propensity started catching up with us. So by 75, 76, you've started getting quite a few married couples in the movement. And, their needs were different, you know, than the brahmacharis and brahmacharinis, the single people. So it caused a bit of friction, you know. They were doing full-time service as brahmacharis. Now they're married. Now they want to, you know, do business or this or that. Some people thought that it was Maya. You know, they should continue on doing their full-time service even if they are married. But, you know, from the marriage person's point of view, you know, they're having children. They've got to support them. They need a place of their own. You know, you can't be a married man and live in the brahmachari ashram. So you need a place. So you need money for that. So, you know, the demands are there. So there were, you know, it was a kind of a area of contention for a while, that changeover and the establishment of the, you know, Grihastha ashram, married couples. So a letter was written to Prabhupada by Jayatirtha in early 76. He was the GBC in Los Angeles. And so Prabhupada, and it was about this business, doing business. Because Prabhupada had said that in the temples they shouldn't be doing business. Yeah, some of the, I think in the Denver temple they developed a jewelry business. And, you know, they were putting a lot of effort into that, thinking that by doing that business they would earn money and support the temple. But Prabhupada wrote back and said, no business. Stop this jewelry business. Book business is our business. Go out and sell books and support the temple on that. So then devotees got confused. Do we do business or not? And at other times Prabhupada had also advised, you know, the Grihasthas, if they want, they could go out and sell his books and keep a percentage of the collection so that they could maintain themselves, and then that way they'd be able to preach and support themselves. So there, you know, there's kind of confusing signals going out here and there. People weren't really clear. Jayatirtha wrote then, and he said that actually some of our householders, they need to support themselves, and they're actually good at business. Yeah, they're better at doing business than they are at, you know, going on Sankirtan and selling books and stuff. So, you know, we need a clarification from you what to do. So then Prabhupada said yes. He said, let those householders who are inclined to do business do that with full enthusiasm. Let them go out, let them make their money, and then let them give donations to support the Gurukul. Because then, you know, having children, they have to be educated. The society can't be expected to pay for that. You have children, you have to pay for it yourself. You have to pay for their education and everything else. So he said, let them do business with full enthusiasm, and then let them give something, you know, for the Gurukul. And so that, you know, principle was clarified at that point. So yeah, if you're a married person, you have to work. That's the way it is. Well, Prabhupada did say that in a few essential positions in the temples, then a householder may be given some kind of remuneration, just sufficient to support himself. If he's in an essential service, maybe he's a temple president or the head pujari or the head cook or something like that. But in general, he said the householders, when they get married, they have to move out, get their own place, and support themselves. This is the proper way to do it. Prabhupada himself, of course, was a Grihastha. You know, all the time that at least when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was preaching, and when Prabhupada was connected with the Gaudiya mats in India there, but he wasn't living in the mat. Prabhupada never lived in the mat. He was a householder when he first met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and he had his own business, so he knew very well, you know, what all the ins and outs of the different ashrams were.